Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe will join us coming up at 9:20. We'll talk Celtics and Tom Brady roast with him. But we wanted to get into some audio from Gilbert Arenas. He's basically calling out Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves, who flew back to France to be with, I don't know if it's girlfriend or his wife, for the birth of his first child. So here's Gilbert Arenas reacting to that on his, I guess, his TV show and or podcast by the title of Gil's Arena. This is former Wizards guard Gilbert Arenas.
That's the baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back. We hope.
Right.
I mean, God, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. The baby going to be, trust me.
Okay, but unnecessary.
The baby going to, it don't know. Whatever you about to think you about to do with the baby, he going to be asleep.
Need that skin-to-skin contact.
Okay, yeah, you're skin-to-skin. In 2 days. Like, I get you want to be with your wife and smile and stuff, and you're good NBA healthcare insurance.
Right.
It's because of you playing.
Right. Trust me. They got everything.
I don't totally disagree with him. It's a tough spot. Now, the one thing I'll say is we don't know if the wife had some issues, but if it's just if she's been healthy and everything seems good to go, missing a second round playoff game, I think, was huge.
It's a big deal, but if it's your first kid, I guess if it's your third or fourth kid, all right, it's a little different. But if it's your first kid, like you said, what if something happens to the kid? What if the kid dies when she's giving birth? Or what if the wife dies?
I mean, I just don't think of that as a realistic.
It's not a high probability, but
and
I'm saying.
Thankfully, that doesn't happen very often.
If you're not there, then you know, you're probably going
to
feel.
He's missing. It boils down to this: simple. He's missing work for the birth of his child. He's missing work
now.
Yeah,
it's
a different level of work because he's getting paid. I don't know, $30 million, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, he's missing work to attend the birth of his child.
Yeah, but it's no different.
All of us would do and have done. Yeah.
Okay, now it's different. No. I miss this job. It's totally different.
Yeah, because
it's a legacy thing. Like, in other words, the Scottie Scheffler, we had this argument 3 weeks ago. Right. If Scottie Scheffler's wife went into labor while he's in Augusta in contention, he can't leave. You don't leave for that.
Of course he can leave.
He said he would, but of course you can.
But I would never leave for that.
He's making $41 million a year. Here's where it's different.
It's work. It's work.
Is he going to give a half million dollars back?
No,
I doubt it.
He's not.
No, because he probably gets some sort of like paternity leave.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's in the CBA.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not giving money back. Why would he give money back? Yes.
He doesn't have to.
We don't give money back when we went and saw our kids get born.
I mean, JP, would you ever?
Like, you don't give the money back.
Is it just the fact that it's a playoff game? If he missed the game 40 in the regular season, would you have a problem with it?
Nope.
Yeah. So it's the fact that it's a playoff.
Yeah, you guys have a sliding scale for playoffs.
Correct.
And major.
It's an important big game.
There's some jobs you can't miss work for. There are blockout dates. It's a blockout date.
Now,
if, say, the Pope comes to Washington, D.C., can the chief of police just take the day off to go hang out with his wife at the hospital? No, because he's got to be here because there's an important event going on. Also, what's tilting about this is babies just don't pop out at magical times. Mm-hmm. Use your head, Rudy Gobert. You have a baby.
I agree
born
with that.
During the NBA playoffs,
the
time?
Timing is bad.
You conceived it.
Yeah, sometimes you can't control it.
You can't. You can absolutely control it.
You totally can't control. Like I tried years to have a kid. You know, you get to a point where you just anytime you can have a kid, you have a kid.
Unlikely. It's probably unlikely.
But we don't know. We have no idea.
Everybody's different. But still, like my last one.
And that's the last thing Rudy Gobert is thinking about. Well, I guarantee it.
Well, I know, because nothing matters. The playoffs don't, missing work in the playoffs doesn't matter.
He doesn't know they're going to be playing game two on May 6th.
Well, he knows when the NBA playoffs are. He knows they're not in September.
But you can't predict what day your child's going to be born.
But you do have some.
It could be 2 weeks early. It could be 2 weeks later.
Maybe control the season, but even then you can't. Trust me. A lot of people have difficulty getting pregnant. My last one took us years.
You don't just snap your fingers and get somebody pregnant.
Some people do. I know that you just went in there one time, and it was a one-time deposit, and boom. But let's see the next go-around. You never know.
Twins, too.
Well, my job doesn't matter. I could be fired today, and nobody would care.
Right.
Some people have jobs that matter.
Right, and I also think like legacy type jobs, one in a million type things. Like
luckily it didn't matter that he wasn't there.
Right,
they lost by five.
I told you if my son had a playoff game, he would even be a regular season. But a playoff game, and my wife was pregnant, she would understand that I'm going to the playoff game, and I'll be there. Like I'll be there. You know, I'll hold the baby right after. I'm gonna go to the game, watch him score a couple goals, and then I'm gonna come home. And I'll be the greatest dad in history. But I don't have to be there when it squirts out. Because I have been there, and it's, you know, it's actually, you're useless.
I think it's easier.
Let me see if Cakes is consistent. It's easier for you to say this now
because you're not in the situation, but I don't think that would be the case.
I want to see if you're consistent.
Sure.
You care about the Caps the most.
Love them.
Game 7, Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. Ovi's wife is delivering a baby. He misses the game.
I mean, would I be crazy about it? No, but if he makes that decision and he wants to
He's just saying he would understand.
Then I would accept it.
Okay, you accept it, but
I think the athlete has to be different.
I agree that they should look at the calendar and figure out, okay, these are our optimal months to get pregnant. And these are the ones that are no bueno for us to get pregnant and try to work around that as best you can.
I'm sure people do.
Here's my situation. Maybe you're not going to be there for the birth of your child. Guess what? They're off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Did he have to miss the game last night? Now, they did win, but he's potentially the defensive player of the year on the number one defense, which proved to be suffocating last night even without him. You have to be there for your team. You're close. EB's talking about legacy. You're close. You're the number one seed.
Yep.
You're close to potentially winning it all. I know you still got a couple of rounds.
There's no legacy of Rudy Gobert. He's like the third wheel on a team at best.
The legacy is they can win the title this year, Cakes.
And Anthony Edwards are the guys that carry that team.
Cakes, they can win the title. They're not going to win the title without him.
He's pretty good. I mean, defensively, he's
the point
very
is they
good.
Can win the title.
Yeah, and he chose to punt one of the games away.
He could have gone right after the game on a private jet.
I just know that our parents' generation and my dad always talked about it.
They weren't even allowed in the room.
Right. They would just be in the waiting room. They literally would come out 20 hours later and tell you, come on in. You meet your baby boy.
Then they see him for a minute, and then they put him behind glass for 2 days.
He wasn't any less of a father. It was just different. Now they want us to hold our wife's hand. I'm telling you, my wife wouldn't care. I don't even think she would care if I was there.
You said they were the number one seed. They're not number one seed, are they?
Sorry, the three seed.
Yeah, as I say, they're playing at Denver.
As long as my wife's mother could be there. You know what I mean? Like that, I think she wants her mother there or her sister or something. You know what I mean?
It's more egregious for Gobert to miss a game than Scottie Scheffler to pull out
because
the
Masters. Because it's a team?
Because it's a team, and your teammates are relying on you.
Right.
Scottie Scheffler's playing for himself. He doesn't want to be there. Okay, whatever.
Right. Well, what if his wife really said, I need you there?
I guess that would be
different. Well, that's a marital issue.
Okay, but isn't that pretty damn important?
I guess.
For him, sure.
That's what I'm saying. So what if his wife said, I know it's game two, but I need you to be there. And by the way, why are you all the way in France? You should be in the States.
Yeah.
But I think that could be an issue.
Do you think Teresa would really want, she really wanted you there for your...
140%.
Really?
Yes.
I know my wife, as long as her mom was there, I think she was good. I did nothing.
Ask her.
I did nothing. In fact, I passed out. No, I was a hindrance.
It's not about what you're doing. It's just that you're being supportive.
Of course I'm supportive.
Yeah, but he's also being supportive by making $500,000 per game.
Well, I'm also
the Rudy Gobert money is going to keep flowing.
Well,
I had to be there
because it was a C-section, so it was scheduled. So I definitely had to be there.
I don't even know. See, my wife didn't have a ski. I don't even know if I would want to be there. All that stuff you guys.
I didn't look at anything.
I saw things.
I looked at her face. I didn't look at anything below her neck. Yeah. I wasn't doing that.
I mean, I literally did nothing. In fact, when my second one came out, I passed out. I basically passed out. It's on video.
I know.
The cord was wrapped around the neck, and I'm like, woo! Couldn't handle it.
Right, exactly.
I was a hindrance.
When Isabella was born, I could barely walk. I had an immobilizer on my legs. I just had the ACL surgery.
Right.
There were nurses saying, do you need help?
Yeah.
But I was in the room.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that your wife should have support. And, you know, she knows you're going to be a great dad.
Maybe this is me being a fan of the NBA and a fan of teams. If the team that I root for has a key player in the playoffs, I want them there, especially if they can go the next day.
Mm-hmm. They could go an hour.
He can literally show up. Now, to France is a long trip. I get
it. So
let's say,
what is it, 5 or 6 hours?
Does Rudy go there?
It's more than five.
Does he have a Concorde? Did he just hop on the Concorde?
It's a long trip.
The Concorde doesn't fly anymore. I'm not stupid.
Again, they're off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Listen.
Is it okay for him to play in game three, Cakes? If he doesn't show up for game three, that's a total show.
I would assume he'll be there for game three. He misses a game. You know, he takes the barbs from all the tough guys out there, then he's back for game three.
I don't think it's being a tough guy. He could have FaceTimed the birth.
Right.
Well,
I guarantee if Ovi did it, he would be livid.
I would not be livid. I would get over it.
Ovi seems like he's wired a little differently. I think he would be there. But, you know, other guys obviously choose not to.
Yeah. Ovi's not going to impregnate his wife and have her pregnant during the Stanley Cup final.
He might.
I know that.
But what, if,
might,
it's, that I do but what if it's he game might. Two? What if it's game
now
two of the first round of the playoffs?
Also,
not the Stanley Cup finals.
Did you plan your last one?
My last one? No.
Exactly.
I didn't really plan the second or third one.
Right.
And they just came along.
Right. Exactly. It could have happened.
Yeah, but again, I'm not out there trying to win a Stanley Cup. Again, our jobs are...
His second son was born on May 27th. That's kind of around Stanley Cup time.
That's right in the hunt.
That's like Eastern Conference Finals time.
Because guys are going to get it in when they get it in.
Of course.
I mean, I can you imagine a guy saying, no, 10 months from now, I might be in the playoffs if your wife is sized?
I don't know. By the way, on a complete side note...
Kidding.
I did see this will make you guys laugh. When I went to the Caps game three, I think it was, against the Rangers, I saw the wags, the wives and girlfriends coming out of the players' lounge, heading down to the ice, wearing the world's most short-lived Caps playoff jackets. The Caps got swept playoff jackets.
Right. Is that the ones that TJ Oshie's wife had?
Yeah, Stromer's wife. I saw her. I saw Alexiev's girlfriend. Yeah. Down
big ice. Losers.
Yeah, they'll probably never wear those jackets ever again.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't.
Very limited edition.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. What are you going to do?
Hey, listen. Caps are lucky to make the playoffs.
Do whatever you want. If your wife is insistent, then you be there, then I guess.
If there's potential complications, if they knew that it might be a tough situation for his wife.
Right.
Understandable, but if everything had been normal, all the normal testing
standard birth.
Had been normal, it's okay to show up a day late playing the playoff game,
right?
But second round play,
you don't miss it, second round,
but you don't miss they got a chance
you don't
to
miss
win
it for like a poker night.
I know,
with
but
your
JP,
boys.
You can't predict it that it's gonna be normal. The birth's
you can't,
gonna be normal.
You can't.
Mostly you can't.
But if
mostly
if, no, but if it's been like event free,
didn't Jerry Rice's wife almost die giving birth?
I think it happened.
Maybe she had a precondition.
Well, I don't know if she did or not, but
I don't know if she did either. But the odds
are. But if she did and you weren't there, I mean, that ain't good.
Okay. Well, let's say it wasn't the birth of a child. Mm-hmm. She was having surgery on her pinky.
Look, you feel different. That's a little different, but you feel.
Well, what if they're
you feel a little bit differently
wrong,
about
you
it?
Get staff
but some people
die.
Are okay with their husbands. Missing their, you know, work.
JP's a
for the
huge
birth of
NBA
child.
Mark. If this were any other sport other than the NBA, no. He's not have that big of a problem with.
No, I agreed with him on the Scottie Scheffler thing.
Yeah, if I'm contending in a major, there's a 0% chance.
He's going to play in 40 more majors in his career.
He's probably going to win.
Nobody's contending
gonna win
10. In this one. This is a leg. He might. Some guys only win one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I'm not leaving.
If he's silly, he's going to win more than one.
The baby was born in Minneapolis, by the way, not France.
Well, why are they going to France?
Well, someone was saying he was flying to France.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
I thought that's how it was reported.
I thought Lockie's flying to France.
I thought that's what Gilbert Arenas said. You guys made that up?
I must fly to France for the birth of my baby.
Well, even a bigger reason you should have been.
That makes a lot of sense.
Denver.
It's Rudy Gobert.
Apparently, there was like weather in Denver. The baby was born at 9 a.m. The game was at 7 or 8, whatever it was their time.
Oh, baby was born at 9, and he still missed it?
Yes.
What is wrong with that guy?
That guy,
he's the same guy who did the COVID thing at first.
Spreading
he's
it all over the mics.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo.
You'd love to have him on the Wiz.
Born at 9, you hold the baby, you kiss your wife, you hold the baby some more.
Gotta go.
You give your wife one more kiss, and you say, I'll be back in about 12 hours. And you go play the game, and you come right back. And she's going to be fine with it. She's going to have 100 nurses. All you're doing is mucking up everything.
Probably has a room all to herself, not sharing a room with anybody.
Yeah.
Big silly.
Yeah.
Big silly private room.
Probably a long baby, I bet.
Oh, yeah. A 100-inch long baby comes out.
Right. Hey, everybody, you do you. Do whatever you got to do.
You do you.
Do you.
All right. When we come back, we need to discuss an event that I just don't understand. And I'm guessing the rest of you guys in this room and the guys behind the glass, this event gets a ton of pub every single year. And every single year, I don't quite understand it.
Tease me.
It has to do with fashion.
So
we'll get into that.
Oh, the Met Gala.
I need some questions.
My daughters were watching that last night.
We'll dive into the Met Gala and tell you how much we don't know about
fashion next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.